What's up, everybody? On this episode of the Sneaks and Stats podcast, we're moving away from basketball. We're talking about the Micah Parsons trade. We are talking about some cartoon new releases. Stay tuned for that. And to finish it off, we're talking about not heat on feet, but cleat on feet in the MLB. So stick around and we will get to it.
Shall we? What is up, everybody out there? It is the Sneaks and Stats podcast, episode 7070.
That is the number 70.
That's right.
Pretty wild.
It's kind of crazy that we got to this point, bro. But also super dope.
Yeah, we're pretty dope.
I like me.
I am the Statty Daddy.
And I am Sneaker Peter. Thank you once again for listening and watching. Let's not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let's please like and subscribe.
I'll do that.
On our channel. Most of the people that watch are not subscribed, so hit that button. Please follow us on our social media, Instagram, Threads, X, and TikTok. Statty Daddy, what up?
Wouldn't that be weird if we have, like, new viewers probably don't know our names. They're probably like that. Well, that just is the Statty Daddy, and that is Sneaker Peter. That those are their legal.
Well, if you're new, we just met, so, you know.
You and me?
We can't. No, the new people listening.
I was like, no, we didn't.
We can't be on a first name basis.
Okay. I got it. This is
maybe
like,
maybe two episodes in, we can start talking about our name.
Okay. Okay. You know what I mean? Get you.
I have my guard up.
Hey, no, that's fine. I respect it.
Number 70.
All right. Daddy. Yes. Hit me.
The Worm himself on the Dallas Mavericks.
Ah, we got one. Yeah, there we go.
Yes. And then this guy I do not know, Luigi Datome from the Boston Celtics.
Oh, I kind of remember that name, actually. Was he recent?
I think he's recent. I didn't see how if he's on the team recently or not. And then in the NFL, Zach Martin of the Cowboys, really good lineman. And legendary guard for the Patriots, Logan Mankins, who was protecting Mr. Tom Brady for all those championships. Just a big dude.
No, I meant Tom Brady. Who?
Who? The GOAT? Football is gearing up and getting ready to start in a couple days, bro.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
It's that time of the year where a lot of the major sports are starting up, and baseball is getting ready for their playoffs. It's that time of year where we don't know what to watch. You know, you got to have like three screens.
Yeah, seriously, you need the multi-view.
Yeah, because we're gonna start seeing. You know, basketball is gonna start getting into training camp.
Yep.
I think.
EuroBasket, as we mentioned last week, EuroBasket's already on
in full force,
full swing.
Poland beat Serbia, right?
Yeah.
Or not Serbia.
Slovenia. Yeah.
And Luka had a crazy stat line. I think it was like 34 points, 5 steals, 9 assists.
Dude, he was doing it all.
I think he's trying to prove something.
He was D'ing people up too.
Yes, I saw the lockdown video.
Competition is different, and the defense is different than the NBA. So I mean, I'm not saying he's going to come into the NBA and be like an all league defender, but. Yeah. The effort is there. That's what you want.
Great possession.
Yeah.
But I definitely think he is trying to make a point and trying to prove something this season, especially since playing in front of a crowd already. Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss was there.
Yes, they flew out there. Like, yeah.
Must be nice. So that's pretty cool. And that it just sucks. I think we talked about it last week. You can't watch that unless you have a certain channel.
It's like you need some app called Courtside 1895 or something like that. I don't actually know if like maybe NBA TV or somewhere has the games, but I would be surprised.
You're telling me there's not one.
There's
American
gotta be,
camera in the
there's
building.
There's gotta be somebody there.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you got to be able to watch it somewhere. But in last time when I was looking it up, I couldn't find any like anything that I recognized really.
Yeah.
No like DAZN or like, you know, something random kind of like
Yeah.
NBA League Pass, like nothing came up.
Yeah, I went through all my streaming apps, and you know how they have random sports on there, like cricket and
yeah,
you know,
pickleball channel,
bowling and stuff like that. And I just was hoping maybe one of them had it on there, but so, yeah, it's not on there. So no. just watch the highlights, guys. Switching gears a little bit, there was a very huge trade in the NFL world. Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys has had a contract dispute with the Cowboys over the last couple months, and with Jerry Jones, really.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones got traded to the Green Bay Packers for Kenny Clark and two firsts. And people are saying if that was the price, then why didn't my team go for that? Because he's a game changer.
Yeah, that's not that much. I would be lying if I said I knew who Kenny Clark was. I am unfamiliar with his game, mm-hmm. but just looking at his stats, you know, it's not like 3-time Pro Bowler, you know, like definitely a serviceable good guy to have on your team, but Micah Parsons is like, I think I saw this stat yesterday that it's like he's one of two players to have, I think, 12 sacks through the first four seasons of their career. That's it, ever.
He's a really scary player. I think one of a handful of players in the NFL that can disrupt a game by himself. You know, I would probably say someone like Khalil Mack who can do that.
Yeah.
Max Crosby of the Raiders, who's just, is, you know, Myles Garrett. These two guys who can be defensive players of the year every single year. There's not many of them, and Micah Parsons is one of them, and that for two firsts, and Kenny Clark, who's, yeah, a good defensive player who will be good for the Cowboys, but he's not Micah Parsons.
And he's also, like, Kenny Clark is turning 30 in October, and mm-hmm. This is going to be his 10th season in the league. Like, mm-hmm. you're giving up so much of the time that you had of having a good, like, it's just crazy.
It's to give up that little. Yes.
Which is a trip.
And you said they gave up a little bit, which brings me over to the NBA world where the Dallas Mavericks also gave up Luka for pennies. Anthony Davis, superstar, but one first round pick, and it just seems like it's not enough either, right?
It's the youth thing. I think that's going to be the crux of it at the end of the day. And like two first round picks in the NFL, they're different than in the NBA, right?
Oh, for
like,
sure.
It's seven sure. rounds. I do think having a first round pick is extremely valuable, of course, mm-hmm. and like teams are really hesitant to get rid of their picks. Those are valuable assets, but like the youth thing, I don't think I'll get for either the Mavericks or the Cowboys. Like you just set yourself, your timeline is now completely different from what it was before.
Right.
Where like you can always have, like you said, like you if you have Micah, you have a perennial DPOY candidate.
Yes.
And now whatever scheme your defense was going to revolve around him, and now that's all thrown out the window. And it was going to revolve around Micah for like the next 6, 8, 10 years.
Yes.
And now just gone.
Yeah. And now I'm interested to think what were the other offers if there were on the table for Jerry Jones, right? And that's the kind of the thing that makes people upset is that Jerry Jones's owner / general manager / all these positions
dictator.
For the company, and yet basically, and people just don't like that. You put a guy in place who can put the team together, and you be owner. You know what I'm saying? He's made these decisions kind of like Nico Harrison too. It's just like why did you do that? You know, letting the Jalen Brunsons walk.
That move looks worse and worse.
Almost losing Jerry Jones almost lost CeeDee Lamb to a contract dispute, but he ended up signing a big contract. So it's just maybe put someone in place that can do that job, and that you're not maybe not biting off more than you can chew, you know, and you can do owner stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like
who's kind of like that in the NBA, like owners that are kind of in the Ishpa of the Suns is very involved.
He's very involved, but I think the ineptness would have to go to the Kings ownership group.
Ah,
I can't
that's right.
remember his name right now, mm-hmm. but reportedly he is like always involved in these deals that just ruin the Kings, like mm-hmm. sending De'Aaron Fox away, firing Mike Malone, like getting rid of Boogie.
Halliburton.
Yeah, Halliburton trade. Like, that's close. But Jerry Jones, I feel like, is so... He goes on talk radio all the time, which I think it's cool when people in the know want to go and share their opinion. I think it can be cool. Like, Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, does a lot of press.
He does.
Podcasts, yeah. Radio shows, stuff like that. And, you know, I think it's cool to have these guys come on and share their opinion about, like, what's going on mid-season. That's something you don't really get a lot of in the NBA. But, like, the guy just... You can't be more stubborn and stingy and wrong than Jerry Jones. Like,
stingy is a good one because he doesn't open up his wallet. He hasn't signed a player to a huge contract since CeeDee Lamb, and before that, it was like 5 years before that.
Yeah.
So it's are you trying to put together a winning team or what?
I'm trying to save money.
Exactly. And what do you think is the difference? Like, do you think he was just trying to make sure I got a deal done? Because he's gonna say Jerry Jones said. We got what we wanted.
That's and you have, crazy.
That's insane to say, but you have to say that. You're not going to say, well, you know, you just got to suck it up. You're not going to say that, right? If put on your Cowboy GM hat. Like, are you getting somebody? Are you getting more for him? Because I think I am. I'm getting maybe a couple of seconds and thirds in there. Maybe another couple of position players.
Yes.
Of need on the team on the Cowboys, right?
You need to round it out a little bit. You need some prospects. You need some picks.
Mm-hmm.
Some middle of the draft picks. Like, you just need more. Two picks, even if they're first round picks. Even if they both somehow. I mean, they're the Packers, you know. So, like,
they're gonna be fine.
Like, yeah. They're gonna be end of the first round. But if somehow they slip into even just like the top 15, like. That's still only two guys. It's so hard to draft well.
Right.
Especially in the NFL draft.
And you don't want to make that mistake, especially in the first couple rounds of an NFL draft. I think those three picks in the first three rounds are so vital to the team that they can potentially be starters or guys that... Like, the first 30 guys in the NFL draft are going to be guys who play really well.
Who play in the NFL, yeah.
There's a grip of, obviously in any sport, but there's a lot of NFL players or college players that will contribute to an NFL team right away.
Yeah.
Because in so many positions, right? I don't know. It's just, I definitely would have asked for more. If I was Nico Harrison, I would have definitely asked for more.
And, you know, the way Micah Parsons says it went down, and, you know, he posted a couple months ago about, like, I didn't want it to come to this, but I'm going to demand a trade because I'm not getting my contract. The Cowboys are saying that I'm being, you know, like, too aggressive or, like, that I'm asking for too much. But, like, Parsons was saying that they weren't even willing to negotiate. It was just like, hey, we're not giving you this extension right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. And he's already done, the extension's done in Green Bay. It was...
What? 5 years.
Yeah, 142 or something.
Yeah, I think he is the highest paid defensive player, and he's making more than Patrick Mahomes.
I saw that.
Which is insane.
That's funny.
So, I mean...
The deal was obviously there. Like, he had a deal in place. He said he wanted to play for the Cowboys. You know, he wrote his, goodbye to the fans and said that even though he grew up in Philly, he was a Cowboys fan, and, like, it was so hard... Then he got drafted by the Cowboys, and it was like a dream come true. So you knew he wanted to be there, but you know, I mean, this has been time after time. Like you mentioned, CeeDee Lamb had issues with getting a contract. Like, I feel like Jerry Jones is becoming notorious at this point for just, like, being so difficult to work with from a player standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So just a bad situation. Yeah, it's so bad.
Micah Parsons is a really vocal player too. He has his own podcast. Yep. Almost, I would compare him to like a Draymond Green of the NFL. Just how he goes on his podcast right after every game and voices out everything. It must have been tough to be a Cowboys fan to know that he's, you know, I'm out, and he's been saying it for a long time. And it's, imagine like LeBron or Luka being like, all right, this is it, guys. For like 3 months, just kind of like a slow torture. Seriously. And it's just, he's still there. You don't know what's going to happen. And now finally it's gone. So I don't know if you're relieved or if you're just like even more hurt as a Cowboy
after
fan.
After this
now.
Return, I would be like,
what? I'd be like, why, dude? Like, you can, I mean, you're not going to be excited for your, those two picks. You want to be good now. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it, I don't know. The picks, you know, maybe in 5 years, we're like, well, they got this guy.
Yeah.
But they would really need, I mean, they've doubled their first round picks that they have, you know, so that if you look at it from the math perspective, that's a lot. You literally double what you had going into those drafts before in the first round. But I think for people to be like, okay, maybe this trade wasn't as bad as we thought, you have to hit on all four. They have to all be like almost, you know, like Pro Bowler type guys, I feel like, to make it be like, okay, that made sense because this is just...
And they can definitely draft that, but that's the unknown, right? And that's the beauty of it is that it's in the first round. You know, hopefully you can use those to move up. You can use them to move back if you want somebody.
Yeah, that's what I would do at this point.
Yeah, so, you know, you can use both, and if they're in the same year, yeah, to move up to in the top 10 if you want to. There's a lot of things you could do with it, so there is a bright side to it. It's just, it's a sucky thing when you have a guy that's in his prime right now, and you got to just...
wants to be on the team. That I think that's what hurts in both the, you know, comparing it to the Luka trade. Mm-hmm. Both these guys made it very clear that they wanted to be in Dallas.
Yes.
Like, and especially, I mean, obviously, like we said, Micah ended up having the contract dispute. And like for Luka, it was just out of the blue. But like, they both, before the contract issues, like, they both wanted to be in Dallas long term. So it's just like, Dallas sports fans just
baffling, dude.
Rip their hearts out, man.
Yeah, it's a hard time for Dallas fans. And if you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you're ecstatic. One of my cousins.
Would you say you're cheesing?
They're cheesing for sure. I don't believe it. I don't know.
That one wasn't very Gouda.
Gruyere. I don't know.
Cheddar.
Cheesehead.
American.
But yeah, but my cousins that are from Wisconsin and are Green Bay fans, they were going insane yesterday because now you have your guy on defense. Obviously, the offense is really good with wide receivers, and you have Josh Jacobs. Jacobs in the backfield. Jordan Love is obviously up and coming young guy. So your offense is set. Your defense is
completely bolstered.
You have a dog
linebacker
now, so who will transition eventually to who can even be defensive end and just wreak havoc. So they will, I think, become all of a sudden they're a Super Bowl contender now.
Well, that's a good transition.
Yeah.
So who do you like? Who's your super early Super Bowl picks?
Ooh.
From each side, NFC, AFC.
I do think the Chiefs regressed a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the Lions on the NFC side, I think the Lions and the Eagles are going to be two of the top teams with the Lions.
The Lions were right there.
Are so good and just really close. And all the weapons on both sides are insane. They're going to be healthy. On the AFC, the Bills look insane. And it's going to be hard to count out Joe Burrow. And those Bengals, because we'll Jamar Chase is wild.
Those two are great, but man, Joe Burrow just cannot get protection. That guy is so good and has such an awful
line. Awful line, and he can't catch a break, you know, with all these little injuries that he catches every year. But if he can be healthy, I think that Bengals team will be pretty good. I think ultimately we'll see Bills-Eagles as a Super Bowl, with the Eagles probably repeating. They're just
ridiculous.
Stacked,
yeah.
Like they picked up all these stars. They were already good last year. They got healthier. They're only going to get better. Saquon. The only 99 or 100
In Madden.
In Madden is like jumping over people backwards, you know?
That's
like
the cover.
Yeah. Insane Sick. Player. And the Giants are probably slapping themselves.
That
too,
clip of that. The Giants GM saying, like, as long as he doesn't go to the Eagles or whatever from when they let him walk.
He went.
Oh, my God.
The worst. And that's another guy who wanted to stay. He said he loved it in New York.
The NFL is so fickle, man. The NFL, it's so weird being... I mean, the NBA, we've talked about it. like this. We've had, I think, 7 or 8 new like different franchises in a row win the championship.
Yeah, which is like fun for the sport. Right?
It's approaching unprecedented in the modern basketball era. That has never happened. But like, if you go back to like the '70s, there was a similar streak.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of have like the Celtic Laker thing going on way back with like Bears,
yeah,
Green Bay.
And then, yeah,
then
exactly.
Then it turned into like a 49ers and Cowboys thing in the 90s.
But then it's like...
And then it's just...
It
opened up.
I mean, you have, you know, the Patriots, obviously, but having like repeat champions, that does not happen very often in the modern NFL. So it's crazy how much parity there is and how difficult it is to keep your star players and to keep your team at performing mm-hmm. at a high level. It's just so... It's so hard.
Would you say it's harder to repeat in football and baseball than it is in basketball?
Yeah, probably.
I want to say yes, and I don't want to just say that just because I feel like I know basketball a little more. I just feel like in as physical as football is and as long and grueling of a season baseball is,
yeah,
it's definitely harder in those two sports.
I think so. I think by the time you get to October in baseball,
You are shot.
And,
your body
you know,
is.
We've been talking about, you know, the Dodgers personally. Like they had a rough July.
Yeah.
July was rough. Where I think baseball is so streaky compared mm-hmm. to the other sports. Where streaky for games, you know, because you're only scoring, you know, on a good day 7-8 runs.
Mm-hmm.
Where in basketball, I feel like almost every basketball game I watch, the momentum changes at halftime. Every single game, pretty mm-hmm. much. If there's one team that's doing really poorly, they're going to come back and do a lot better. It's rare that you have a like wire-to-wire blowout in
yeah.
basketball. So I just think the streakiness of the MLB in particular, and like you said, the physicalness of NFL, like mm-hmm. I just think you have to have so much more luck, I think, to repeat in those
totally
sports.
Agree.
And not that it's not hard in basketball, but like the amount of luck you need in either of those sports is insane.
Yeah.
But I agree. I do think the Eagles will probably repeat. They're too good. They're just too good. I kind of think we'll get a repeat Super Bowl, actually. I think the Chiefs are hungry. Like, you know what it's like. I mean, it's like the 22 Warriors. It's like once they got there, you're like, oh,
mm-hmm.
it's over. Like, they know what it takes to win. They probably feel a little disrespected after,
yeah.
by themselves, really. They probably
sure.
let themselves down after that performance sure. last year. So, but it's got to be Bills, Chiefs. It's going to be
yeah.
one of the two, I think.
Hard to count out Pat and
yeah,
those boys
exactly.
over there, just because he's just an insane player. But
I agree. The team itself on paper is not as great. Rashee
yeah.
Rice has been suspended.
Mm-hmm.
For I think 6 or 7 games,
mm-hmm.
so that's another piece missing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. Lots of new, like the Texans are on the way up.
Yes.
You know, Broncos yep. look amazing.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Switching over to the round ball,
soccer,
tennis. Oh, speaking of tennis, the U.S. Open's on right now.
Yes.
And it's my mom can't stop yelling in the house. She's been watching all those, the first and second round. Alex Ayala, the youngest Filipina to ever
oh,
make
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Just got bounced, but shout out to her for getting her first win. She won in the first round, and after you win the first round, you win money already. Did you know that?
Wow.
She won $154,000.
Dude, that's why they say
winning one match.
Or they say like get your kid into tennis.
Yeah,
if they can get good,
mm-hmm.
you can rack up some real cash.
You really could. I'm sure nowadays too. Like a lot of kids, there's so much good talent out there. But you know why not? And then into basketball, I was interested and wanted to ask you with the moves that all went down. Free agency is done. Spring training or summer training or spring training? No, off season. What am I saying?
I don't know.
Training camp.
Help!
Sorry.
Help.
Training camp is starting. Do you think the Thunder can run it back?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about it briefly. That I think more or less, whoever comes out of the West this year, maybe more than any other year, of the East being just the poo-poo conference.
And they're just all teams are hurt.
Whoever right comes now, out of the West is almost guaranteed to win. The only real contender I feel like is in the East are the Knicks.
Yeah.
Celtics are hurt. Pacers are hurt. Bucks. I mean, Giannis is Giannis.
Lost D. Lillard, but got Miles Turner.
Yes.
I don't know but how much. I mean, that, I don't know how much that
lost Brook Lopez. I feel like that was kind of a wash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put them in. I don't think they're going to get past the Knicks to make it. I think the Knicks are going to the finals. I can't think of another team.
Orlando got better.
Orlando is good. Orlando is really good. I think they'll be a easily a semifinal team, and almost no matter who they see in the semifinals, that's probably going to seven. That team's good.
Yeah.
A little young still, but really good. Miami is bad. Atlanta is Atlanta. They're going to be, you know, 500 team.
I thought Atlanta did really well.
Atlanta is
they I thought
decent.
I thought they did pretty decent. They got a stretch five really in Porzingis, and like we talked about, they have three or four really good defensive all defensive players now. Yeah,
Jalen Johnson and
Dyson.
Daniels.
Alexander Walker is there now.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that team. I
forgot
team,
the
bro.
NAW was there.
And obviously, now you can kind of cover up everything that Trey does, right?
So, yeah. So kind of just let Trey cook.
I think they'll be competitive. I don't think they'll be in the finals, but I think they'll be competitive.
I just can't picture the Hawks as anything but a 500 team. They just find a way to be like 42 to and be 40. Mid. And, yeah.
I agree.
So we'll see. But yeah, I think the Knicks are coming out of the East, but the Thunder, I think, have a very good shot of repeating.
Yeah.
But the West, I mean.
I wanted to ask you,
is wild.
How about your favorite? I know I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. I was going to ask you who won free agency, but how about your Nuggets that you liked what they did in the offseason?
Yeah, the Nuggets are, that's the Nuggets. Oh yeah, that's going to be another good series.
They might retake their claim into first again, I think, in the season. For sure.
And again, you know, it's a hunger thing. I think we saw that fire lit under Nikola Jokic when they fired Mike Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they're going to keep their current coach, whose name I can't remember.
The young guy.
Altman?
Yes. Kobe Altman. No, that's not it.
I don't think that's right, no. But I don't think they're going to look for a new coach. I think... Yeah, they could be hungry. Jokic could be like really hungry. So
yeah.
I think that's a good one. The West, man, the West is just loaded. The Clippers are like pretty good.
David Adelman.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think they know what it takes now. I think they're getting back to the finals, and I think they will beat whoever's there.
Yeah, Nikola, remember how animated he was in the playoffs with his team? Is just basically like in the middle of the huddle talking to all of them. You replaced Michael Porter Jr. with
Cam Johnson. It's a good move.
And Tim Hardaway.
Yep.
And you also
with Tim Hardaway.
And then you picked up your favorite role player of all time, Bruce Brown.
Dude. I mean,
what a great pickup.
That's a great pickup. We'll see if he can do the same thing he could before, but yeah. I don't see why not.
No, for sure.
Yeah. They'll be good, but I do think the Thunder got it.
I definitely think the winner of the finals would come out of the West.
Yeah.
The Clippers got kind of weaker too, losing Norman Powell, their best scorer, really.
Yeah.
Nuggets and Thunder look really good. Thunder and Thunder will be healthy and have all their guys back, and just it's gonna be hard to beat that team in a 7-game series for sure. Speaking of free agency, we were just talking about it before the episode. Malik Beasley got released, or not released, he just didn't sign with the Pistons.
Yeah,
I think, and the reason I bring it up is he could be a big piece somewhere. Where do you think he would be the best fit, and where do you think he will end up?
I think that's tricky, you know.
Yeah, it's really open right now.
I think too that you know, for those of you that don't know, he was the rumors were that he was going to be offered a 3-year $42 million contract from the Pistons, and then it was announced that he was involved in a gambling investigation by one of the New York courts, and so the Pistons did not offer him the contract that they were going to. And there's been some confusion about what the status of that investigation is. ESPN, Shams Charania announced that his lawyers informed them that he was no longer the subject of this investigation. But it's since been reported that, you know, although that's positive wording, it's maybe not painting the full story that he still is involved in this investigation, even if maybe he's not the direct guy they're going after, however it's going to work. He's still involved. So there's been some teams that are still reluctant to give him a contract, hence like why you said he's a free agent. But yeah, the Pistons didn't miss their opportunity to bring him back. That money that they could have offered him is gone. So the most they could offer to bring him back is a 1 year, $7 million contract, which I believe is close to the vet min. So who knows? You know, I think the rumor mill right now is New York is the big one.
Oh, wow.
That would be a fantastic fit. Yeah. I mean, he's just a good shooter. I think he had the third highest amount of threes made in a season, like, ever or something last year. It's like him, Steph, and Clay are the only ones that have broken, I think it was, like, 350 or some marker. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I saw Cavs maybe, too. That would be a good piece for them.
In this day and age, everyone can take a good shooter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Scotto of Hoops Rumors, although it says this article is written by Luke Adams, that he's not the target, I guess is the word that his attorneys used, but it also is not, he's not completely clear. He's still a subject of this investigation is what Hoops Rumors is reporting. So, I mean, who knows? We've seen this, you know, be an issue for guys. So we'll see if he can get himself cleared.
I mean, I would love him on the Lakers. We could take a shooter.
I would take him back, that's for sure.
You know, so, I guess teams are waiting for this legal investigation to go away before they make any moves, I'm assuming.
I think that's the problem, at least from like the money perspective, which, you know, you hope that he is cleared of this investigation for obvious reasons. But then if he is, that sucks because then he lost out on $42 million.
Exactly.
And now, for the most part, if he wanted to be on a contender, you know, the Pistons they could make some noise in the East. They're a team we probably should have mentioned.
Definitely come
again. I don't think a championship contender, but like, they could make some noise. They could be a really good team. And in that East, it's so open, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So to lose out on the money, to lose out on the opportunity, which, I mean, that contract would have been up there with his biggest contract in his career, almost doubling his career earnings so far. I think now, probably, if he wants to be on a contender, it's probably going to be on like a minimum or a mid-level exception.
I mean, and also at this point, most teams have their rosters set, so
yeah,
that's another factor. I think they'd have to do a lot of some shuffling if they wanted to sign him. I'm sure some other teams like that aren't necessarily playoff contenders can probably pick him up and spend more, but I wonder if that's his preference, is to play for a team that will at least make some noise in the playoffs or something, you know.
Yeah, I think you can slot him into just about any team and he'll do really well. Mm-hmm. but yeah, it's like now it's trying to figure out how to move forward, you know, like maybe the Kings. Kings still have some money to spend.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows where he'll end up? That's definitely an interesting story to watch until the start of the season.
And before we get into training camp and start talking about basketball and stuff like that and getting into some kickaroos, I've named some teams here. Bucks, Hawks, Nuggets, Houston. Who do you think won free agency and made the best of that?
The offseason winner is definitely Houston.
Oh my god,
he's not even close.
I think Houston is the new team we're going to talk about. Just that is just so stacked.
Yeah, they're just loaded.
We keep forgetting about Amen Thompson and Jabari
Smith Jr.
Will probably be the really big pieces for them.
Jabari Smith Jr. signed his extension, which I think it was like a 5-year, $180 million deal, which is a lot. But I thought it's a really good deal because I think he's going to be a good player. Tari Eason is really good. Mm-hmm. Their center rotation is crazy, where, like, I feel like it's designed to go against Jokic because, like, Şengün can guard him really well. He can move his feet pretty quick and, you know, kind of keep up with Jokic's craftiness. Mm-hmm. But if he's in foul trouble, okay, send Clint Capela at him. Send Steven Adams. Like, just send these huge beat him up. So I think they're designed really well to beat Denver, mm-hmm. specifically. They added Dorian Finney-Smith. That's a good pickup.
And a little player named KD.
There is this guy that you should, everyone should, he's older, but man,
look him up.
He's good.
Look him up, guys.
I believe they call him the Durantula.
That's right. The Slim Reaper.
Yeah, adding Capela, adding Dorian Finney-Smith. They added Josh Okogie recently, who...
Great.
I really like him. He's kind of... He was really good his first 2 years in Minnesota, and since then has not been fantastic. But maybe they can... You know, he can help breathe some life into that defensive monster they have.
For sure. And if he can hit a three or two, he's doing his job.
And then adding KD to just... I think we saw, you know, there was moments of like, okay, it's the end of the game in the playoffs. Like, we're giving Jalen Green the ball. And he was not delivering.
No.
So, KD, I mean, to upgrade from that to KD. I mean, they essentially only gave up Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green for KD. And that's fantastic. I think that's such an upgrade. So, they won, I think, pretty handily the offseason.
I think the last playoff series for Houston was Jalen Green's demise. Because yes. He did not show up at all. I think a couple games he had 4 points, something like that. And... As a guy who looked like he could have been the guy, he was not the guy.
He was not that guy.
And I think that's why they threw his name in there to send to the Suns.
Yeah, man.
You know, so
I really thought the Suns were going to move him too. You can check that episode, probably like 65.
Mm-hmm. Like, because they have 17 guards.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the Sun. The Suns classic.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of touched on some of the other teams you had there, Atlanta. You bring up a good point. Atlanta did make some nice moves. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I think, is a huge win for them.
That's, yeah, big time.
I think...
To pair with the other defensive guys.
Yeah.
But I think the huge one is Porzingis' health. If he can stay healthy, he's a factor on any team, right?
But that's always been the thing.
But can he, though? We'll see.
He's hardly healthy.
Yes.
Milwaukee, like you said, Miles Turner, they just signed, I think, Amir Coffey, or got him via trade, maybe.
Big trade, huh? Steady bomb.
That's a good pickup. It's a fine pickup.
Yeah.
They're fine. They don't interest me that much. Giannis is really, really good, but, you know, they need something. I don't know what it is. A shooter, a ball handler.
Did CJ McCollum get traded? I forgot.
Yeah, he's on the Wizards. He's on the Zards,
baby.
Oh,
that's right.
The Zards got the old man. They got the Unk squad.
It was him, Chris Middleton, and Marcus Smart before Marcus Smart got traded.
Yeah, that's right. Did he get traded? Yeah.
Because I thought the Blazers could have done a cool thing and paired him back with Dame in the Blazers.
Okay. No. Bringing back Dame is cool. He's not even going to play until 26, 27 anyways. Yeah. It's cool for the franchise because he is top three all-time of your franchise.
Okay.
I think you can put him in any order with Bill Walton and Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
Any order. Okay. They can be 1 through 3. But CJ, even though he was Dame's running mate, CJ... No, I don't want CJ.
They could have.
CJ.
Damian Lillard, Drew Holiday, CJ McCollum.
Maybe, you know who else I heard is available? Brandon Roy.
DeAndre Ayton,
Joel Brisbane,
Bonzi Wells. Hey, that Blazers team was nasty, dude. Well, the one that had problems with the Lakers, that Blazers
the Jailblazers.
The Jailblazers were awesome. Yeah. One of my favorite.
They were good
teams that I hated.
I like the next good Blazers team. I like Greg Oden, Marcus Aldridge, Batum.
Yeah, yeah.
Jose, not Jose.
Oh, dude, but. That's one of my favorites.
Rudy Fernandez.
Rudy Fernandez is one of my favorite players of
Brandon
all time.
Roy, of course. You had Steve Blake up there.
Wes Matthews.
You had Andre Miller, Wes Matthews. That team had so many good guys.
So sick, those teams.
All right.
We're getting excited.
Yeah.
But those are some good hot topics.
Some good. They're so hot. So topics. I feel like I'm dressed like a goth person. Because I'm in hot topics.
All black. Hi, Allison. What is on your toes?
Well, socks. on top of that.
What's on your feet today, bro? What's up?
I've got my Lunar New Year, Year of the Dragon, Jordan 1 Lowe's. Broke these out to match my green shirt, but you also sent me, you know, Mookie Betts.
Shout out Mookie Betts.
If they're good enough for Mookie.
Dookie Betts.
They call me Dookie Betts, baby.
Because I'm the shit.
I'm the shit. Yeah, so I broke these out. It's been a while since I've worn these. I try not to wear them too much because
I can tell you take care of them. They look great.
They stay in the box for the most part because they have some delicate materials on here.
For sure.
Want to keep them.
Two questions.
Still smooth.
What's the other lace if there is one? And then number two, is that one of the would you call that a grail of your collection?
No other lace.
Okay.
Bit of a bummer. Did come with a charm, like a.
Oh, that's right.
Know what to do with it, mm-hmm. but it came with a Jordan charm, so that's in the box still. I don't know. They're definitely one of my favorites. We both hit on the shattered backboards.
And that is for sure.
Which an unboxing will be coming soon. I haven't even seen my own pair yet.
That's so funny. Stay tuned. I'm like that too, though. I'm like, oh, the unveiling, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This pair definitely favorites. Has a special place in my heart. It wasn't one that I was like, I gotta get these.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I did.
Yeah.
So, cool pair. I think still probably my favorites are my Black Toe Lows,
mm-hmm.
My Watermelon Sugar High.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Those are some of my favorites. And then my blue Termies, I also
that's
I really, really love.
Classic.
They're simple. These are like, you know, more special. But
yeah.
Those are probably my three favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe my Dunks, my corduroy Dunks, I think are number three.
So you know, I love them all. It's my kids. Yeah.
Except for my Adidas.
That's right. Okay. Well, the world never knew what was your favorites in your collection, so that's kind of a good
And it's ever growing.
Yeah, for sure.
Just wait until I break out those shattered backwards. Number one. They're number one.
Number one. I'm going to leave them on. I'm wearing the Air Max 90 Pata Waves. I love the Air Max 90. I've loved them for a long time, but I finally have a few and can notice like a difference between the Air Max models. Super comfortable. Pata does not.
They look super nice, bro.
They are so. I love them. I love
this,
the green.
This is your first wear, right?
First wear. And I love everything that Pata does. You know, shout out Pata. Their designs on all the silhouettes of their Nikes that they do they never miss. So shout out Pata. Super comfortable.
This is your first wear of these, right?
I un-DS'd them for the party corner.
Oh, party
but
corner.
But also for library corner.
Don't tell anybody. What does DS stand for?
Dead stock.
This is a new term for me.
Oh, okay.
I've heard it before you said it today, but I don't quite understand it.
Dead stock, meaning not worn, not tried on, anything else.
That term seems kind of odd.
Kind of.
Just because, like, you don't keep stock in your house.
That's true.
I don't know.
I guess it's, hey, I don't make it up.
You didn't? I thought you were the rule maker of sneaker culture.
So there's DS, and then there's V. There's NDS, which is near dead stock, meaning you tried it on one wear. People also say VNDS, like very near dead stock.
Like tried it on at the store and taken home. Okay.
And then there's beaters.
That's like shoe derogatory.
The shoes that have been beat up.
Are these the laces that came with them?
So there's two. There's a gray, like the mesh.
Okay.
And then the cream.
The cream.
That came on. That I'm leaving the cream.
Dude, the cream is nice.
It's so nice on
there. For some reason, I thought they had Volt laces, But the cream is way better than a Volt.
Volt would be cool too.
I think I would have. I prefer this for sure. They're super nice, man.
I have a Volt Lace. I don't know if I'd switch them out just because.
I don't know.
The cream is so nice.
Yeah, I told you I felt like these looked a lot better than how they were pictured when they were coming out. I'm like a little jealous.
Yeah, there's also a purple pair.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I think that was only in Europe though. That was only at their headquarters. I think in
Amsterdam. Oh, that's right. It's one of those special. Like
yeah.
Send me a pair, which, please, Pata.
We have another pair like that in new releases.
That's right. Is that what we're getting into?
We're getting into new releases. It's not the first pair, though, so stick around because you're going to want to see what it is. First up for new releases, the Hypebeast Dream. We have another Jordan 1 Low Fragment and Travis Scott coming up. Very similar to the first release or first collaboration of these.
Yes.
Trios. What is the history of the Fragment design?
Fragment.
I hope you know. You better pop quiz.
Well, Fragments. So Hiroshi Fujiwara is a famous designer from Japan, and he started that design and that company, Fragment. Every collab that he's done with Jordan so far has shot up in price. Like the Jordan 1. Fragment is in the thousands. I would imagine when this comes out, this is going to be in the thousands. He's done multiple models. He has his own clothing line out in Japan. Very regarded in Japan too, and loved over here in America. And the symbol is that lightning bolt. Sure we'll show it to you guys. It's on here. That he puts on every piece of art or shoe or clothing that he does. So, since 2021, they linked up with Nike and Travis and just been killing it. One of the more calm, relaxed colorways of all the Travises. Yes. So I wanted to know your opinion on this.
I could take them or leave them, probably.
Yeah, not a needle mover for you?
Not so much. I mean, they're nice. Like, they're well done. But I kind of feel, I don't know. If I am getting a Travis, I almost want it to be a little more out there,
yeah,
I guess.
For sure.
Just a little bit. They're nice. I mean, you can tell like the stitching is like super well done. Mm-hmm. The material looks nice upon first glance. You know, we'll always see. You know, I'm not a huge fan of like the foam, exposed foam.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty nice, but not moving the needle too much for
me. Right. I felt the same way. I think they grew on me a lot. The official images show that the leather that they use is like the top of the line leather. So I think that's what got me. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like a Kentucky colorway. So that's kind of why I liked it. The plainness of it too. I like that they did black laces on it to kind of
black lace is nice. Yeah,
give it a kind of a contrast, and then the the bottom lace lock that looks like a bubble yum or something.
It looks like more laces rolled on top of it.
Rolled on top of the end of the lace. But I like it. I'm definitely going to go for it. You know me, I'm a Jordan 1 Low lover. So this is something that I'm going to go for, and I can almost guarantee this is going to be up there in price after the release. It is set to release on September 20th for $150 on the sneakers app and Travis's website.
Yes.
Keep your eye out. That's about less than a month from now.
Yeah, that's coming up very, very quick. And then I have seen a few people that I follow online that are already excited for fall and Halloween. And, here's one of them.
Yes.
In real life.
Big time.
Which leads us to our first pair. I still think it's too early, but, you know, these have just been announced. A Adidas Forum and Treehouse of Horror collab with Kang and Kodos there as the design inspiration. These are super sick.
I had a feeling you would love them. I when I saw them, I loved them right away, too. I always loved the Adidas Forum. I am guilty. I've been watching a lot of horror movies. Like, once July ended, I was already in Halloween mode.
All right. It's time.
It's still hot. Halloween time, baby. But, yeah, man, I'm a huge lover of Halloween, so this is, just getting our feet wet into the Halloween series of things coming up. The Simpsons, the longest running show, obviously. Yeah. Kang, this is Kang, the Kang and Kodos Adidas Forum.
Very, very funny.
Super funny characters on the show. First debuted in 1990 in the Treehouse of Horrors on the. It's the Simpsons flip of Twilight Zones to Serve Man yep. episode. Also showing up in all their Halloween and yeah. episodes and a couple of the regular episodes as the extraterrestrial characters of the show. Huge, I think legendary even.
Yes, yeah. Super well known. Some of the most popular characters for sure.
Yeah, and I guess they call the aliens the... What do they call them? Oh, the Rigelians. They're called the Rigelians, and the colorway is to resemble their whole body and the different types of shades of green that represent their who they are.
And this is like a continuing collaboration between Adidas and The Simpsons. Because yes. I remember when we first started, like, I think we had only had like a handful of episodes out. I think there was like a Stan Smith out, and it was
the bush.
It was Homer going into the bush. I really wish I got.
I still want that.
A chance to get those, and I think I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And now I definitely would have gotten it. If those had come out today, I'd be like, oh, I'm going for those.
Yeah,
those
for sure.
Are so funny. But yeah, there's been a few collabs between The Simpsons and Adidas, and this is the newest one coming out October 1st.
Yes.
Just in time for Halloween. So. Definitely something to keep your eye on if you are a Simpsons fan or want, I don't know, crazy kicks for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I like these. I think they're cool.
I definitely have I'm starting a little bit of a Halloween shoe collection.
You're getting a small collection.
I would even add the shattered backboards in there just because of the orange and black.
I will.
You have a little bit too.
Yes.
But the eye of both aliens are on each tongue. To represent that, I think they only have one eye. And it comes in the bag is almost like a biohazard
yeah,
type
okay,
of bag.
Yeah, there you go.
Type of
like
thing.
An evidence bag almost.
Yeah, and that's what I love about Adidas is all the little details that we love. They add all these little things to it too, like the bag, the tongue, lace lock, little trinkets, sticker, whatever they may add
yeah.
to the shoe. And obviously the box is something I love. So
they put a lot of care into the packaging.
Yeah.
Same with, we talked about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shoes that they did a couple
yes.
months ago. Those had some great packaging as well.
Yes. And there was also a Bart shoe that they dropped a long time ago. It was a Rivalry Low. So they're not, like you said, they're not strangers to linking up with Simpsons.
Cool collab.
Super cool, man. I mean, I'm definitely gonna try when they come
you
out.
Are okay
yeah.
I would be super hyped if you got these.
Yeah, man. I mean, because I love loud shoes, and I love like the meaning behind stuff like that, and I always love the Halloween episodes.
They're awesome. They're so awesome.
Just a cool shoe, man.
Sticking with the cartoons, our last pair is very cartoonish.
So cool, dude.
The upcoming Air Max 95 and Yu-Gi-Oh! Collab on the Joey colorway, I guess you could call it.
Yeah. But Psychic Blue Mystic Navy
yes.
is what they're calling it.
But yeah, this is...
You gotta take the mic on this one and educate me on some Yu-Gi-Oh!, bro. Because I know you are the Yu-Gi-Oh! Master.
So the shoe is based on... Joey Wheeler, who is from the original manga and I think probably more famously from the anime that first came out. I can't even remember now because it was a long time ago, but I think I watched the anime first and then played the card game.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was the other way around. I really don't remember, but it was a huge deal. Like, all my friends in elementary school were into Yu-Gi-Oh!, mostly the show. I played card games with a few of my friends. So it was a big part of my, big part of my life. You see on the tongue there, they have it like, it switches from saying Air Max to Muscle. I think that's what they call it in the show.
Yeah.
They highlight it. I think I have a picture here. This is the screenshot that they've been using for promotion from the show. Of, it wasn't They didn't call it an Air Max 95 in the show, but clearly it is. So the fact that they made the colorway in real life is so sick. But yeah, so Joey's kind of like for some reason he has a thick, like, Brooklyn accent. He's like, hey, what you doing, huh?
Maybe he's from New York. Is he from New York?
I don't know.
Okay.
They're in Yu-Gi-Oh! Land. I thought it was in Japan, but Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't know. And so the monster that's featured on the box here, on the side, is his signature card. It's Red Eyes Black Dragon.
Is that a real character, monster?
Okay. Yeah, it's one of the cards. There's also an apparel collection coming out, a jacket, a nice, thick $600
they're calling it a leather destroyer jacket.
And then two t-shirts that all are featuring black, the
Genoshi.
What did I call it? Black.
I forgot the name.
There's the most famous, I think, card is Blue Eyes White Dragon, but this is the Red Eyes Black Dragon. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of his thing. But he wears the shoes in the show, so that's why they're kind of modeling this after him. I think it's super cool. I think it's such a cool collab. I don't know if I'm going to go for the shoes. They're coming out on sneakers on September 12th for $210, which mm-hmm. is a pretty penny.
It's expensive for a 95.
Yeah. You do get the cool box. You get an actual Yu-Gi-Oh! Playing card, which you can use in games.
That's
which,
so dope.
According to Nike's press release, this is the first time any third-party company has collaborated with Konami, who makes the cards, to, like, make a new card. So that's kind of cool. And the fact that you could actually use it in games and stuff is pretty funny. But yeah, so I don't really know. I mean, I the shoe design is fine. It's not, like, too crazy. I think you really would have to be a really big fan to have this be worth your while, I think, personally, where I was a big fan as a kid, but not so much anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't really have, like, nostalgia for Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, I haven't played Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, since I was a kid. So, mm-hmm. it's not something that's really been on my radar, but I do like how in-depth Nike went with this collaboration, even down to the box and the apparel collection. It's very cool.
Nice. I mean, thank you for that. I mean, I never really knew too much. I also had friends who played it back in the day. I didn't play it. I have a huge respect for it, just like I do for Pokemon and all the Pokemon world. I think one of the reasons why I brought this shoe up is obviously because you liked it, but I couldn't imagine being in love with Yu-Gi-Oh! And seeing him wear the shoe and then having it be brought to life.
Have it be in real life is super cool.
Is huge.
Yeah.
So I don't think you ever see that. Just like the Kodos and the Kang and Kodos, you didn't see that shoe in The Simpsons. It's a shoe about them. This is actually something that, like,
was in the show,
that Joey character wore and that brought to life with a cool brand. So
super, it's a super cool idea. Whoever came up with this needs a raise. That's
super
for sure.
Cool. I think I would display the box if I were to get it.
It's pretty much built to be displayed too. As you see, there's kind of a little window there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I definitely think you should at least try to get one of the shirt. The black and white. It's a black and white shirt.
Yeah,
and they're dope.
I'll probably try and get one of each. My younger cousin's big into Yu-Gi-Oh! Right
that
now.
That would be super cool.
And he almost always wears all black.
Don't watch.
I don't think he does. and I like black shirts, but I've been wearing more white, so I would probably get one of each and keep the white for myself. Because I really like the shirt. I think it's a cool shirt.
The graphic on it is super tight. Dope, yeah. Bro. Like, I would get it, but I would be a poser because I don't watch Yu-Gi-Oh!
It's only $35 for the t-shirt, which,
yeah.
I mean, for t-shirt prices, that's, like, pretty reasonable.
Not for Nike too?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Hoodies are like $130.
So. Another cool detail is that the three, like, main basic type of cards in the game are the monster cards, which are usually brown in the background.
Yeah.
And then this is a magic card because you can tell because it's green.
Yeah.
And then the other main type of card is a trap card, which is purple. This shoe is getting a sister shoe that is a grayscale version. If I can pull that up, that is going to be a Japan release only. These are super tight.
So sick.
I'm making maybe a bit of a stretch, but I'm wondering if, because usually manga, they're like comic book, but they're usually paperback and they're mostly black and white. So I'm wondering if this is kind of a nod to that. This box though comes with a trap card, so it's the box colors are a little different to kind of tie in with the shoe better and tie in with the trap card a little bit better. So they really went like the full nine yards for all the details here. So super super well done. I think these shoes are a very cool collab. Not necessarily for me, but for people, if I don't really have anyone that's super into Yu-Gi-Oh from like back in the day, besides my cousin. So you know, if I knew anyone like that, I would definitely tell them, hey, you should check out
these
shoes.
Yeah,
these are super tight.
If anybody gets them, please comment
Let
below.
Us know.
Send us a picture. I want to see them in, you know, official images. So,
I wonder how these are going to do in aftermarket. I feel like these might go crazy.
These will definitely go crazy. I still think the blue colorway will go crazy also.
I think the nice part about the shoe itself is that it's like kind of toned down. It's kind of like if you just wore it out, nobody would really know what it was unless they were in the know. Mm-hmm. So I think you can do a lot with it if you get it, even if you're not like a super, super fan.
No, definitely. And it's just nice colorway. It doesn't, regardless of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Game and
the tie-in, yeah.
And I like that it has the cartoon scuffs on it.
I know, isn't that a nice touch?
It's not like reimagined scuff, but it's like a cartoon scuff.
It's super stylized.
So cool, man.
Super cool.
Shout out Nike and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Cool collab. This is, I think it's super exciting, so we'll see what else.
That box is so dope, man.
The box is crazy.
And the card, too.
Yeah,
the box is super crazy. We'll talk to our card guys and see how valuable that card will be.
I guess it depends on how many are released, right? I don't really know the, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Card market.
Yeah, that's true.
I just saw something the other day. There's, like, over 10,000 cards.
Different, oh, wow.
Like, different cards. I don't think Pokemon has that. Maybe they do.
I think this would separate them a little bit, you know?
This is a super cool and unique card.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. Guess only one way to find out.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans out there, this is for you.
Yes. Like we said, though, September 12th on sneakers, so stay alert.
Stay tuned, guys.
Oh, stay tuned.
Tuned.
That was a good one. Shall we do the copping and the dropping?
Let's do a little of that. What did you do?
One pair we've never really talked about. I think you and I have talked about it personally. Maybe we had it on the show once. I think one of your favorites. Like, I think this is like up there.
Clogs. You got it.
Lightning McQueen Crocs. And then another pair that I know we've been talking about and that you've had your eyes on in one way or another. But a couple 90s throwbacks here. Well, actually, the one pair is actually 89, but similar aesthetics.
Oh, old
we've
school.
We've got the Nike Air Diamond Turf up top, and then the Nike Air Tech Challenge 2 down below. A couple classic shoes from the 90s, late 80s for this one.
Two legendary players.
Legendary
In their sport.
Yes, yeah.
Respective sport.
Of the 90s, especially.
Yes. So Mr. Deion Sanders and Mr. Andre Agassi.
Yep.
Both athletes who I admire and have watched their careers. I love the Diamond Turf.
Yeah, I know you had your eyes on that Diamond Turf LeBron 21.
I collab. Have one in my watch list right now.
Ooh.
It's up, definitely up there in what I want to get, but we'll see. Wonderful model. I like it. The Air Tech Challenge, though, I think for me, on foot looks super good.
Crazy looking in the best way.
Yes. That lime green colorway that they have as well with that, it just to me represents the 90s, 80s, 90s perfectly. So I'm going to have to go with the Air Tech Challenge.
Okay.
On this one. Even though I love the Diamond Turf.
I'm right there with you. The Air Tech Challenge.
Yeah.
When they re-released the Hot Lava, or the Lava Pink, whatever it's called, I was like, oh man, I like kind of want to get these. Mm-hmm. And they have another pair coming out soon. I think it's blue and orange or blue and red.
Yes.
Accents. Still mostly white body. They're every. That's another shoe where it's like, ooh, it's hard to do this wrong. It's hard to put a bad colorway.
Exactly.
On this. I love the influences of the Jordan 4 that you can see on there.
Uh-huh. Almost like a Jordan. This part, like, almost looks like the cage of the Jordan 6 too.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And
this, yeah, this part for the 4.
Which
right?
You know, this came out in '89, so same year as the 4.
Definitely have some parts of that shoe on there.
I just think it's a classic shoe. I think it's aged super, super well. Like this looks, I feel like, still fairly modern, mm-hmm. Or something that you would see out and about. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to go with the Air Tech Challenge.
Good choice, bro. I mean, you couldn't go wrong with either one. I think there's a colorway of the Air Tech Challenge out right now that's exact same color as that, but the black is gray.
Okay.
Because I've seen those at Champs and Foot Locker and stuff like that. So if you want that color, that's available. But this is like that's OG. The OG classic, yes. Right there.
And that all pink outfit he had too.
Dude, and the headband, yep. And the long mullet, yep. Thing. That's legendary right there, bro.
Yeah, this is
iconic even.
They might be coming home.
They might be coming home. I
one day.
That's on the list for sure.
Yeah.
Good copper drop, bro.
But
that's,
thank you for
stuff.
Copping or dropping.
Who was the better athlete?
Ooh. I mean,
Deion played two sports.
Time, yeah.
So it might be him. But he was the GOAT before, like, Sampras came along and stuff, you know?
That's what's hard is, like, you've had so many legendary tennis players recently.
Yes.
You know? Maybe not American, I guess.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, Nadal and...
The Federers and...
Federer, yeah. Djokovic.
I guess in the 90s, you know, you had, like, Jimmy Connors... Obviously, you had the Sampras's and stuff, but it was this. He was
the
dude, the
one. But yeah, I don't know. Prime two time. Sports to play in a Super Bowl and a World Series.
Freaking,
that's crazy.
A bag of Cheetos and Dr. Pepper, and then he beat the 40 time at his at the combine.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, one of the all-time greatest athletes
for sure.
I probably have to give it to Deion.
Yeah, I'll go with that. With him not too far behind.
We're copying and dropping people now. Not the shoes. The people behind
the
shoes.
We're copying people. Well, thank you for that, sir.
Shall we get into some heat on the feet now?
Oh, and are there some heat on feet?
Well, it's not just heat. It's cleats.
The cleat on feet.
I thought we'd take a little detour.
Cleat heat on feet.
From the WNBA. WNBA has just about a month left in their season.
Yes.
So we'll definitely be talking more about them as they get towards the end. But we're also approaching the end of the MLB season.
Yes.
And it's been fun. I feel like the cleat game has been a little toned down from what we talked about last mm-hmm. year. But I did want to get your opinion on some things here.
Yes.
First up, we have none other than the Jordan King of the MLB. Well, his crown is definitely being challenged, but one of the Jordan Kings, Mr. Mookie Betts.
Oh, Colombia?
So, I wanted to ask you what you thought about these. He's wearing the Legend Blue that came out.
Ah, Legend Blue, yes.
Here's a close-up. This is a used pair on eBay from the second game of the season in Japan where he had, like, two home runs and, like, four hits. It was, like, a crazy game for Mookie.
Yeah.
They are only... $6,000 for a used pair of baseball cleats.
Well, I guess I'm not getting the Yu-Gi-Ohs.
I want to get your opinion on these just because, you know, you can see the notes of the true blue here, but I feel like back in, if you're just watching him, kind of almost looks like a triple white. Like, if you didn't see the little Jordan logo and the tongue tag, they're pretty plain because I think it's hard to see. The Legend Blue had that kind of ice blue sole.
Yes.
And with the cleats, with the spikes on there, it's really hard to see.
And it's dirt.
Accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the dirt, of course.
So the Legend Blue is more of an all white with the baby blue. There's also the Columbia that's all white with like more of like a Dodger blue.
Uh-huh.
These are sick. Got the ice sole. So like, I think that's, they just went with the Legend Blue instead. Obviously the 11s. Mookie likes the 11s too. matches perfectly with the home jersey of the Dodgers. I like them. They even kept the round laces.
Yep.
On the for the 11, and just Mookie doesn't miss when it comes to his the colorways for the.
He wore, for his games. I think, a PE, a Jordan 4 PE in their series against the Padres, the home series. Mm-hmm. Dude, those were, they were, it was Dodgers colors. Dude, it was so nice.
So nice. I mean, the brick by brick.
Dude, cleats. When he broke up the brick by brick in the home opener, man.
Cleat of the year already.
Kinda, yeah, you kind of, you just, it's all downhill from there.
It's hard to beat that.
But, when we talked about these when they came out a couple months ago, I remember not being too crazy about them, and I think seeing them, granted, completely different, like, area of sport.
Yeah.
But seeing them on foot at all, yeah, I'm still kind of, I'm not crazy about them.
Nah.
Like,
I like that they go together with the Dodger jersey. But, I mean, if you guys know me, I'm not really a huge 11 fan. I do have respect for them. But as a cleat, it's nice. Especially for
Works
Mookie.
Works as a cleat, yeah.
Especially for Mookie. What did he do?
This was in the first game of their recent series against the Reds. The Dodgers took it 7-0. Two hits and four at-bats for Mookie, including a two-run homer. And Freddie got a one hit for a double. And then this was also Gavin Lux's return
to
Dodger Stadium. He got his ring. He got the championship jersey that they wore during their home opener with the gold lettering. Cool touch. Glad to see Gavin Lux back. I like Gavin Lux. I was bummed he walked, but I got it.
Same. And he was huge for the Dodgers. I mean, he was there for the COVID championship too.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was nice to see the players see him. Yeah. Like, they missed him and see them kind of get together again. So good for him. And also, I like that you brought up Mookie because he's finally starting to look like himself.
Yes,
after,
man,
2 months of just, who is this guy? It's not him.
Such a weird season, man. And, you know, like,
he went through a lot. You're right.
There's this great YouTube channel called Made the Cut that does really brief, like, 3-4 minute breakdowns on just an interesting aspect of usually one MLB game. And a month ago, he was talking about Mookie, about, like, this crazy slump he's in where he focused more on his exit velocity of the ball when he is getting hits is way down from anything in his career. But he brought up, you know, it's like, it sucks to see this. And obviously, like you said, Mookie is finally looking like an all-star again. He that crazy disease, whatever happened at the start of the season, he lost, what, 30 pounds or something
and
ridiculous?
He had to build it up.
So he kind of missed spring training. He missed, like, all the reps he could have got during that time to try and get back in action. So the fact that he's finally doing good is, I think, such a great sign. But it makes sense that he had such a long slump in the middle of the season there.
Right, and as Dodger fans, it's good to see in that he's hitting his stride now, as opposed to just playing bad leading into the playoffs. Yeah, and that too. I mean, you would want him, if there's a time you want him to play good, and it's now. You obviously look at his stats and think this isn't a Mookie Betts season. This is probably one of his worst.
Yeah.
But like I said, the timing of it is good because we're a month away from playoffs, so we need him to be at his best, and it's coming.
Start getting hot. Kike's back. We'll hopefully get Muncy and Edmund back. On the other end of this Dodgers-Red series, in the last game, we've got, I wanted to highlight none other than Elly De La Cruz. He has been wearing some heat, man. Jordan 1's all over for him, and this is a custom
those.
Pair. I didn't realize until just now, actually, that they're flip-flop, the color.
Oh, that's sick. I didn't realize that. They're like the Icy's or something.
Yeah. He's been wearing some crazy stuff, man. He had some, like, they almost kind of look like reverse Grinch, but Jordan 1. It was, like, bright red with a green check.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's he's wearing some good stuff.
I mean, one of MLB's top players, most exciting, maybe he might be the most exciting players.
Yeah.
Every time he comes to LA, it's kind of weird because they interview him and he said LA is my city, and they're like, what do you mean by that? Like, because he doesn't necessarily play well here all the time, and it's like, he's like I just love it here, I love the people. And it was like, are you trying to be the shortstop for the Dodgers? Because we are down. Super down.
That would be crazy.
Send Mookie back to right field.
Get rid of Conforto.
Can you imagine him on the Dodgers? It'd be over.
Oh, man. People would hate us so much more.
Yeah. The worst. The most hated team, for sure.
Here's a little bit of a closer look.
That's dope. Almost look, like a cotton candy.
Even down to the cleat, man. It's like, that's crazy. Definitely a custom pair.
Yeah.
He had, in the last game against the Dodgers, one hit in five at-bats with four strikeouts for the other ones. Once he did get on base, he did get a steal.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. Although it was, I'll say, it was against rushing, not against Will Smith. Will Smith has been throwing suckers out left and right.
You're not running on Will Smith right this year.
Although, if anyone could, it'd probably be Elijah Cruz. Shohei in this game had one hit in his five at-bats and scored one run off of a Kike single. But he also picked up the W because he pitched five innings and had nine strikeouts.
Which is, on his bobblehead night.
Yeah. Dude.
That guy is unbelievable.
I wonder how much, if they're going to cap him at five. I feel like...
They said he's not going to... Dave Roberts said he's not going to go more than that.
I wonder if in the playoffs, if it comes down to it. I mean... He's good, man. He's so good.
He's obviously ready.
Yeah.
He's 100%.
Yeah, clearly.
But I get the babying of it. I could also see him going six in the playoffs.
As good as his pitching is, you need his batting. Mm-hmm. You need that bat way more than you need his pitching.
Oh, for sure. I thought that clip of him was hilarious where he was like, got the last out. Oh, shoot, I got a bat.
I'm leadoff.
It's like, yes.
That clip is so funny.
But Ellie De La Cruz, great, great player.
Great speed.
I have to bring up the fact that he is nursing a quad injury, and he has been for the whole year. So last year he had 67 steals.
Oh, my goodness.
67 is stupid. That's like what's his name? I forgot his name.
Ricky Henderson. There we go.
How did I forget that? That guy's a legend. Anyways, I think he'll be up there eventually with Ricky Henderson in steals. This year, he only has 37 with a quad injury, which is still ridiculous because not a lot of people have over 20. So you're not seeing the usual speed on the bases and the power in terms of home runs because of this injury, but, I mean, still a great player.
Yeah, no, he's still been having a good season. I didn't actually know that he was nursing all those injuries, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still been really good.
Yeah.
And he's got the heat on the feet.
On the feet. And this sweep that the Dodgers completed against them was the first time the Reds got swept all season, and they're the last team to have that.
Wow.
So
that's
Dodgers
impressive.
Got them.
They've been, I mean, they're like middle of the pack.
Super middle of the pack.
68, 66 right now or something like that.
Really good pitching with okay hitting, so I think, you know.
Which kind of ties into our last heat on feet, because I actually think it's a really nice cleat. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about looking forward. Fernando Tatis Jr. All right, never mind. Show's
just
over.
Kidding, just kidding.
No, I just thought it was interesting. I know we talked about him last year during the playoffs, and he was wearing Jordan 1s, a lot of different Jordans last year.
Padre colorways, too.
Yes, yeah, which, you know. Boo, but like
yeah.
Interesting to see on a Jordan for sure. And although I haven't seen any news articles or anything, he's been wearing Under Armour pretty much exclusively this year, including he's been wearing some Curry brand stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh,
interesting.
Here's a closer look at the cleat that he had on.
Damn, those are nice.
They're kind of nice, right?
I like the yellow and white.
It is. This is the Under Armour Leadoff Mid 3.0. And
nice.
This was against the Mariners just a couple days ago. He had two hits and five at-bats, including a double and a stolen base. The Padres did end up losing 3-4. Here's one more look at the shoe from Under Armour's website. That's kind of what they're selling right now.
Those are super nice.
They're a nice-looking cleat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot.
Good job, Under Armour.
But I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the end of the baseball season, especially Padres are knocking on the Dodgers' door. They're 75-59 right now. Dodgers are 77-57. So, I mean.
Going to be an interesting end. I think the most intriguing things of that we should be watching is the demise of the Yankees. They have just been awful the last 2 months. Losing in really bad fashion. They lost again, and they were up by 4 runs to the really bad White Sox yesterday and gave up a grand slam and lost. So that's a huge story after the season they had last year and, you know, making it to the World Series.
Third in the AL East. I mean, that's rough.
Yeah, it's tough. I think the Blue Jays are first.
Blue Jays are they lead. They're tied for first for the conference.
With Red Sox?
Or for the league with the Tigers. And the Red Sox have 75 wins, so they're just 3.5 games back.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. So I think out of the AL, the Tigers and the Houston Astros look like the best two teams from there.
How are you feeling about the Red Sox? Their pitching has been
Pitching's been good. Bueller got taken out of the rotation because of his ERA is 5.61, which sucks because you want to see him do well as a Dodger.
Yeah.
I think they'll make noise. I don't think they're contenders, but right. I think you're looking at Astros, which I hate too, but and the Tigers, who had 1 year of experience last year, who are really good, and now are just they have some of the best pitching and hitting. So I think they'll come out of there. And then from the NL, obviously the Dodgers finally getting healthy, but they haven't necessarily been the best team in the NL just because of the injuries. And then you have Philly, and then Milwaukee is probably the best team right now.
Milwaukee's sitting with 83 wins, which is...
They are streaking at the right time. Some of the best pitching, bullpen, hitting is really good right now. Their defense is probably the best. So I think those three teams, the Phillies, Brewers, and Dodgers, will see at some point facing each other in the playoffs. We'll maybe get a rematch of the 2017 World Series of the Astros and Dodgers. And I think the Dodgers will finally – well, Kershaw and Kike can get their revenge. Kind of that World Series, which would be awesome.
That would be sick. The Phillies, man, the Phillies are – they're scary, man.
They've been scary.
Yeah.
The Brewers scare me a
little
more.
Harper, Schwarber.
Yeah. Schwarber had a four-homer day the other day, so just insane. But the Brewers, like I said, they destroyed us. They swept us last time, so.
Yeah.
Like, just killed us. So, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be a crazy playoffs. Dodgers are playing good at the right time. So
I think the Dodgers lost the season series to the Brewers.
I think they lost in Milwaukee.
I don't think we beat them at all.
I know they beat it and killed us.
Yeah. But yeah, it's getting tight. I mean, the NL West, man. The NL West is super good, and so I hope the Dodgers can pull it out. But the Padres are right there. Giants were sticking around for a little, but they're probably not gonna make any more noise.
Them and the Diamondbacks fizzled out, maybe about a month ago. They were banking on their hitting, and the Giants pitching is just not good.
Yeah.
So, maybe Dodgers, Astros. I mean, as a Dodger fan, I would love to get revenge on that cheating year that happened. You know what I mean? Like, that'll be sour in my...
Forever.
Yeah. Forever. Yeah. You can't beat... There's nothing that can beat that, even if it was a fair loss.
But that's all I got for Cleat on Feet.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, sure thing.
But before we go, everybody's favorite game, Stump the Statty. And that's you.
That's me. Stump me.
For those of you listening and watching at home, if you'd like to, please play along. Got some. Man, I've been in my bag, bro.
Yeah, you've been killing me.
I really liked the teams that beat the finals. I think you had a good time with that one, right?
That one was good.
Yeah.
That one was really good.
Yeah, I think you were thinking a lot on that one. Okay. Kind of easy, I think. That you definitely should be able to get these. The top players who were teammates the longest.
Longest teammate duos.
Number one, they were together for 18 seasons. And then the second tandem was they played together for 1,214 games.
Okay. So who's the first? So Tim Duncan and Monty Ginobili.
That's number two.
That's number two.
Yes.
Tim Duncan and Tony Parker?
No.
Really?
No. Oh, interesting. I thought you'd get this number one right away. But you know it. You know.
They were together 18. Stockton and Malone.
Stockton and Malone.
So I was like, who played 18 years? Yes. Yeah, they did play 18
That's
years
a long
together.
Time.
So long.
Most traded NBA player. He was involved in 11 trades.
Joe Smith.
No, that's the most teams for a player.
11 times this guy has been traded.
NBA champion.
Oh, it's not. I was
honestly one of my favorite players of all time. Great player.
Dennis Schroeder.
LA native.
So not Dennis Schroeder.
Not Dennis. He is from Germany.
Traded 11 times, LA native. And a champion.
Westchester High School.
Okay, I didn't think, I was like.
That's why I said it. I had a feeling you might know.
Tyson Chandler, but I was like, no, he was doing his high.
Yeah, he's, yeah. NBA champion. Let's see.
11 times? Who has been traded 11 times and won a championship?
I love this guy's career, and I did not know he was involved in 11 trades. Small forward. Defensive-minded. Can shoot the three. Was on.
I think you've lost me.
NBA champion on the Lakers 2009. Or the first.
Ariza?
Trevor Ariza.
What?
Yes.
11 times.
11 trades.
That's crazy. I did not know
a player that,
that
good. It's kind of tricky, right?
Yeah.
Did not expect that. That's
no,
what
you
I saw.
Me on that one. That was good.
I got one. Just kidding. And lastly, the college that's produced the most players with an NCAA championship and an NBA championship. There's two tied for seven.
North Carolina.
Not North Carolina.
Really? I mean,
they're up there. They should be. They're in the middle of the pack.
Duke?
No, not Duke.
Yeah, most of the Duke guys don't have championships.
They don't.
Tatum and Kyrie do.
Yeah.
Okay, Kentucky?
Kentucky is one of the two with seven. And who's the other?
Kansas?
Kansas is number two with five. Players. I was going to say all the players that have won NCAA championships and NBA championships, but there's a lot. There's over 30.
A lot, yeah.
But so I kind of narrowed it down by the schools. Kentucky was one.
Kansas wasn't.
Kansas is five, has five.
Huh.
That with their latest being Christian Braun.
Oh.
Or Brown.
UCLA?
UCLA is number seven as well.
Of course.
So the last Kentucky NBA or player to play for Kentucky win an NCAA championship with NBA was Anthony Davis in 2012.
Right.
Duh. And the last for UCLA was Mr. Bill Walton.
That's the last time
UCLA player
a
has
double
won
championship.
Yeah. Oh no, that's wrong. Jordan Farmar.
Did they win the double NBA?
Oh, they didn't. No, it is Bill Walton. It is Bill Walton. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't think they won that tournament.
That's right. Oh, they got to. They won that fourth.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That team from the mid 2000s was nuts.
That was a crazy.
Westbrook, Collison, Kevin Love,
Aflalo.
Yeah, I think he was with Farmar. They were a few
Josh
years
Shipp.
Before.
Josh Shipp, remember him?
No.
Oh, dude, he was good too. Well, nicely done.
You stumped me. You got me good on these ones.
They're getting a little more and more like odd, but.
But which cool NBA stuff. Player has tattoos on his neck? All of them.
Birdman. Before we go, shout out to Sophia Cunningham. She just got...
Sophie Cunningham
out for the season.
Yep. There's fever, man.
Get better.
Fever got wrecked by injuries.
Yeah, sucks for them, dude. But get better. Lots of... We both got the shattered backboards, so... Stay tuned for those videos coming out on our social media. Lots of stuff that we picked up that we gotta shoot some content for. But thank you for watching. Like we said, sports are coming back. We will have a lot more stuff coming out for you. And we will see you next time on the Flippity Floppity.
Shelly.
Look. Winters.